Rama Ekadashi. The glories of Rama Ekadashi is described in the Brahma Vaivarta Puran in the conversation between Lord Krishna and Maharaj Yudhishthir. Maharaj Yudhishthir said, "O Janardan, what is the name of the Ekadashi that occurs during the waning moon in the month of October-November? Please explain this to me." Lord Krishna replied, "O lion among kings, the name of this Ekadashi is Rama Ekadashi, and it vanquishes all one's sinful reactions. Now please hear about the glories of the sacred Ekadashi. Long, long ago, there was a famous king named Muchukunda. He was a good friend of Indra, the king of heaven. He also had friendship with personalities like Yamaraj, Varuna, Kuber, and Vibhishan. This king was very truthful and always attached to the devotional service of Lord Vishnu. He ruled his kingdom with proper code of conduct. In due course of time, King Muchukunda begot a daughter. According to the name of a best river, Chandrabhaga, she was given the name Chandrabhaga. She was married to a handsome person named Shobhana, who was the son of Chandrasen. One day, Shobhana came to the house of his father-in-law on the day of Ekadashi. Chandrabhaga became greatly worried and contemplated. "O my lord, what will happen now? My husband is very weak and he cannot tolerate hunger. Moreover, my father is also very strict. On the day before Ekadashi, my father usually sends his servant to announce that no one can eat on the day of Ekadashi." When Shobhana heard about this custom, he said to his dear wife, "Oh dear one, what should I do now? What can I do so that my life is protected and the order of the king is not transgressed?" Chandrabhaga replied, "Oh my lord, what to speak of the human beings? Even the elephants, horses, and other animals in the kingdom of my father will not be allowed to eat anything today." "Oh, husband, then how can the human beings possibly eat?" "Oh, respected husband, if you must eat today, then you will have to go back to your house. Therefore, consider carefully and take a decision." After hearing the words of his wife, Shobhana said, "What you have said is indeed true, but I wish to observe this Ekadashi. Whatever is destined to me will certainly happen." Considering this way, Shobhana decided to observe this sacred Ekadashi. He became overwhelmed with hunger and thirst. When the sun had set, all the Vaishnavas and pious human beings became very happy. "O lion among kings, they happily spend the entire night chanting and worshipping the Supreme Lord." But it was intolerable for Shobhana to pass that night, and thus he died just before the sunrise. King Muchukunda completed Shobhana's funeral rites with royal prestige by burning him with fragrant sandalwood. According to the order of her father, Chandrabhaga did not burn herself in the funeral fire. In other words, she did not die with her husband. Chandrabhaga, after completing her husband's Shraddha ceremony, continued to live at the house of her father. O king, meanwhile, by the influence of observing Rama Ekadashi, Shobhana became the king of a beautiful city of Devpura, which was situated at the peak of Mandara mountain. He began to live in an opulent residence whose pillars were made of gold and bedecked with jewels, and whose walls were decorated with gems and crystals. A beautiful white umbrella was held over his head, which was decorated with a golden crown bedecked with jewels. His ears were decorated with earrings, his neck was decorated with a necklace, and his arms were decorated with golden armlets. Decorated in this way, Shobhana sat on the royal throne. He was always served by the Gandharvas and Apsaras and appeared just like Indra, the king of heaven. One day, a Brahmin named Soma Sharma, who was a resident of Muchikundapur, arrived in the kingdom of Shobhana in the course of traveling to the holy places. Considering Shobhana as the son-in-law of King Muchikunda, the Brahmin approached him. As soon as the king saw him, he stood up with folded hands and then offered his respectful obeisances to the king. Thereafter, Shobhana inquired from the Brahmin about his well-being as well as the well-beings of his father-in-law Muchikund, wife Chandrabhaga, and all the residents of Muchikundapur. He also informed the king that everyone was living in peace and harmony. With great amazement, the Brahmin said to the king, "O king, I have never seen such a beautiful city like this before. Please tell me, how have you obtained such a kingdom?" The king replied, "By the influence of observing Rama Ekadashi, which occurs during the waning moon in the month of October-November, I have received this temporary kingdom. O best of the Brahmanas, please advise me in such a way that my kingdom can remain permanently. I think because I observed the Ekadashi without faith, hence I have received this unsteady kingdom. Please explain these topics to Chandrabhaga, the beautiful daughter of King Muchikunda. I think she is capable of making it steady." After hearing these words of King Shobhana, the Brahmin returned to Muchikundapur and told everything to Chandrabhaga in detail. When Chandrabhaga heard the whole incident, she became extremely joyful and said to the Brahmin, "O great Brahmin, your statements are appearing to me just like a dream." Then the Brahmin Som Sharma said, "O daughter, I have personally seen your husband at Devpuri. I have also seen his entire kingdom, which is as bright as the sun. But he told me that his kingdom was not steady. Therefore, you should try to make his kingdom steady by any means." Chandrabhaga said, "O respected Brahmana, please take me there because I have developed an intense desire to see my husband. I will make his kingdom steady on the strength of my piety. O twice-born, please make some arrangement so that I can meet him, for by helping the separated to meet, one accumulates piety." Thereafter, Soma Sharma took Chandrabhaga and went to the ashram of Bamadev, which was situated near Mandara mountain. After hearing the whole story from the bright-faced Chandrabhaga, Bamadev initiated her with Vedic mantras. By the influence of the mantras received from sage Bamadev and by the piety accumulated as a result of observing Ekadashi, Chandrabhaga obtained a spiritual body. Thereafter, Chandrabhaga happily went before her husband. Upon seeing his wife, Shobhana became extremely pleased and satisfied. Chandrabhaga said, "O my respected husband, please hear my beneficial words. I have been strictly observing Ekadashi from the age of 8 at the house of my father. May that accumulated piety make your kingdom steady and let it continue prospering until the time of annihilation." Thereafter, having received divine body and decorated with opulent ornaments, she began to enjoy the association of her husband. By the influence of Rama Ekadashi, Shobhana also received a divine body and began to enjoy with his wife at the peak of Mandara mountain. Therefore, O king, this Rama Ekadashi is just like a wish-fulfilling cow or a touchstone. Lord Krishna continued, "O king, I have thus explained to you the glories of auspicious Rama Ekadashi. A person who strictly observes the vow of this Ekadashi is undoubtedly freed from the sin of killing a Brahmin. Just like black cows and white cows both give white milk, similarly, Ekadashis of waning moon and Ekadashis of waxing moon both award liberation to the followers. Anyone who hears the glories of this Ekadashi becomes liberated from all sinful reactions and happily resides in the abode of Lord Vishnu. Rama Ekadashi ki Jai!"
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desiree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desiree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.